For you, Desi, what do
no,
you...
I had to come up with another idea because I thought that this was just about the idea.
Right, so okay. Well, we'll still go with it because I think yours is really interesting. If you were to do that, what's the material you've got to work with there? How do you see this
actually,
working visually?
I've met her before, so yeah. I know her very well. My idea is to make a video, you know, start shooting her home, you know, all the kids, how they're living, how she's taking care of them, and let her explain a little bit, you know, how she's struggling because she's really struggling to find money and support from different charity organizations, and they don't actually give her any support because of some, I don't know, legal procedures.
So how... What's going to be the first 10 seconds of the video? Describe that to me.
The first 10 seconds, I think, should be, because this is the house outside, and probably a broad view of the side of the house inside, because it is just one room and one small kitchen. Yeah.
And then what?
And then probably the woman to start speaking. I'm not really sure.
The woman starts speaking, yeah.
Or probably the kids, you know, how they're playing or something. Yeah.
Okay. The reason I ask is I'm wondering whether you're going to stick yourself in front of this, and I think you're right to let them speak for themselves. And I think the kids would be really interested. What's the narrative tension then? What's the question that you're raising in those first few shots?
How actually this, why does she have so many kids? First question probably. And how they can survive, you know, because it is really hard to raise 15 kids. And probably the people who are watching the video, this
okay.
Be the first two questions that they come up with.
And what sort of insight do you think is going to emerge from this? Obviously it's difficult to say because that will come out of the interview process, but what do you expect is going to be the insight, the payoff for viewers of this video?
The whole idea, I'm not sure if I explained it without, the whole idea is that the people, you know, the users that are watching the video are going to understand that these are not actually her kids in the end of the story. Because, you know, when you meet her, you understand how she's actually feeling that they are her kids because she's taking care of them, like, more than 5 years, and some are really. She's taking care of them since they were born, yeah. And I think it would be very emotional. Because, you know, most of the people, when they read the feature, when I posted it, they, you know, half of the people cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a really emotional story, and I think it would be really great video. But you know, it depends on the people's perception sometimes. It's not only.
So I think that's the weakest part of the idea is what the point is, what, you know, where it's going to end up. I'll show you, I mentioned Vimeo documentaries earlier. I think what you're talking about is a perfect example of something. These are the edited narrative type of videos that I was talking about earlier. And I'll try. I've got to see this. This looks interesting.
Oh, this is Bulgarian.
Is it?
Любов е смърт не се отлагат. И ако ми обичаш ти, ела при мен сега, веднага, с лазурните си висоти. Ела и ми кажи, че аз съм единствен смисъл твоя ден. Превърнал се почти прекрасен от твоята любов към мен. Ела, но още днес, веднага, защото утре е смъртта. Любов и смърт не се отлагат. Ти помисли добре за те.
Okay, I'll pause it there, because that's just curious. Right, let's see if I can find the example I'm looking for. really nice. There's a wonderful documentary that I was going to, that I was looking for. By the way, these are the links for this week, which are tagged MMJ02. Have a look through those when you've got some time. If you're going to do something like that, because the structure and the style and the quality is going to suit that. And quite often it is the subjects talking about themselves. Starting with something quite compelling or a bit of tension and going from there. Yours, Andy, sounds more like, it kind of makes me think of Rocket Boom. There's a lot of material there that's going to be quite visually static. So I don't know if you had any ideas of how you were going to treat that.
Maybe get a few vox pops of people talking about their experiences with it.
Mm.
And then go through trying to do something relatively simple and filming me trying to do it. A bit tongue-in-cheek as well.
Mm. Yeah, I think it probably does need that tongue-in-cheek quality to bring it alive to some extent.
Hopefully me ranting will be...
Yeah, I was just thinking a rant will be how it goes. What about you, Samuel?
Well, I need to take like lots of detailed shots. Maybe I had this risk, which I don't know if it would be good or not to try to do box pops, but maybe it would be like quite conventional in a sense. So I have like quite an idea of how to start the video, giving like detailed shots, not giving the full picture, and not starting with the actual library, but with the surroundings, with the old buildings, and telling the viewer about the paradox that in the 50s, 60s, 70s, a lot of buildings were knocked down for the sake of progress.
Yeah.
So I'd like to show some of that heritage buildings first. So like show, look at this. Well, buildings like this were not in such an argumentative way, no. Not like telling the viewer everything, but like showing things so that the viewer will get a sense of that. So show things, buildings like this were knocked down, and now look at this, and this is also going to be knocked down, and there are not so many examples.
So, because I think what's really interesting about the three subjects you chose is, like I said, they're all very different. And so your subject, Desi, is people, is a particular person in her family. Your subject, Andy, is a technology and is something quite static. And yours is beauty, well, not necessarily beautiful, but old buildings and the people who feel strongly about that. So yours may be, and it depends on the buildings themselves, but yours may be led by some very strong cinematography, if you like, of the buildings and the people's voices rather than the people themselves, because we're talking about the building, and the enthusiasm and the passion would come through the tone of the voice, if you like. So I think all three would warrant very different treatments. Do you know what the point is of yours? So we talked about having a point.
Yes, well, it's just like making at least the people think about what is gained and what is lost when you knock down a building like this one, so that at least the both sides are shown, no? Because in principle it's like a very obvious subject that there is a building that nobody likes, which is ugly, like objectively ugly, but it may not be as ugly, or this may just be a conception of...
Let me play devil's advocate. Why do you need both sides?
Well, because maybe the purpose of the video would be to raise the point, no? To like take something which is like preconceived and which is like fate and turn it around and say, well, why are we doing this?
Okay. I'm just thinking this through. If the point is why are we doing this, then why, I'm going to take the other point, the other part of this, which is why speak to the people who don't want it to happen? Because that's not going to answer the question why are we doing this, that's going to answer the question why should we not do this, if you see what I mean.
Well, I'd like to have that view, because in the other sense, if I only have one side, it's like explaining what is going to happen, and we already have that. There are like videos which explain and show like with recreations, 3D recreations, how it's going to be. There is a website by the city council and by Argent which says we have all these ideas for.
Right.
So that has already been explained.
Yeah.
And also as a story, I think. Well, it may be like a set topic, no, that is quite recurrent. It's not the first video that is going to be made of something which has like a sentimental a building to which people have sentimental ties and don't want it to have it knocked down. No, so it's not the first video of its kind, but I think it is quite interesting, and also because I think it is like when it's knocked down. It will remain like a history track, no?
Yeah, and I think that goes to the heart of what your documentary is trying to do, is document something that is disappearing, that is going to disappear, and the feelings around that. And I think you need to focus more on that. I think almost as a journalist, you are trying to present both sides of a story through habit and through principle. But at the same time, you recognise that this video doesn't exist in isolation. And in a sense, that's the reason for objectivity and for trying to present both sides of a story, is because traditionally there isn't anything else to present the other side. So you have to do both. But I think that the existence of videos from Birmingham City Council and so on means that you can afford to re-examine that. This is a diagram by Andy Dickinson about moving from TV to online. So this is actually aimed at people who are producing video for TV and then repurposing it for the web. And it's a good illustration of that kind of dynamic and those questions. So on TV, you would collect all kinds of raw material and then you would edit it together into a narrative that had a beginning, a middle and an end. It would have balance because it has to represent all sides of the story. But online, you can start to split that apart. And as I said earlier, one of the kind of qualities of online video is that intimacy, that immediacy, the fact that you are close to what's happening. And to some extent, I think, rather than have one video which tries to tell both sides of a story, you're better having one video which is about the people who love this old building, who want to protect it. And actually, it might be less about why we shouldn't get rid of it and more about what's great about what it is, if you see what I mean, and why they feel like that. And then you might do another video which is the other side of the story, or it sounds like there are already those videos out there and you just link to them, yeah, or embed them alongside. So that's worth bearing in mind. Just to come back to Andy Dickinson's diagram, you know, this is all the raw material, and then you start to do what's called chunking. So you might have the car crash footage and more footage together. You'll have all the interviews together, maps together, plus information about other accidents, and you compile that all together. You're not limited by time and space, so you can start to pull that out and let people explore the story in their own ways. I'm just going to pause this.